Have you ever felt trapped in a cycle of self-defeating behaviors, promising yourself, "This time will be different," only to fall back into familiar patterns? Joyce Meyer's groundbreaking work on habit transformation reveals why willpower alone often fails us. Habits aren't just behaviors. They're neural pathways that become increasingly automatic with repetition. What begins as conscious choice gradually transforms into unconscious programming that shapes our character, relationships, and life trajectory. The good news? The same neurological principles that lock us into destructive patterns can be leveraged to create positive, life-giving routines. This isn't just about surface-level change. It's about rewiring your brain for lasting transformation. Habits form through consistent repetition, creating neural pathways that eventually require minimal conscious effort. Visual cues like sticky notes, reminders, or accountability partners help establish positive habits. When one of Meyer's clients needed more verbal affirmation from her husband, he set calendar reminders to compliment her. What began as deliberate practice eventually became natural. To break bad habits, focus on cultivating positive behaviors rather than what you want to stop. Like turning on a light in a dark room, you don't need to remove darkness, just introduce light. Positive activities naturally crowd out negative ones. Procrastination remains the greatest obstacle to forming good habits. We plan and talk about changing, but nothing happens without consistent action. Avoiding momentary discomfort often leads to prolonged misery far worse than the brief pain of doing what needs to be done. Ellen's story demonstrates this. Procrastinating on bills created a cascade of problems: late fees, damaged credit, job loss, and disrupted family plans, with one small bad habit affecting her entire life. When we procrastinate, we give fears time to magnify difficulties. The solution is rejecting the identity of just a procrastinator and embracing our capacity for immediate action. Meyer started her workout regimen on December 23rd, reasoning that if she could maintain discipline during holidays, she could succeed anytime. Just as Jesus habitually went to the Mount of Olives to pray before trials, developing an intimate relationship with God provides the foundation for all other positive habits. Many claim they lack time for spiritual practice, but this excuse falls flat. We all have the same 24 hours daily. Spending time with God actually multiplies what remains, like the miracle of loaves and fish. Start small. Even 5 minutes of focused spiritual time can transform your day. The breakthrough comes when you build your schedule around spiritual practice rather than fitting it in. While morning devotion works for many, consistency matters more than timing. What's essential is a daily rhythm of connection. Don't compartmentalize your life into sacred and secular domains. Meyer spent years with a religious compartment, attending church on Sundays while excluding God from everyday decisions. Instead, talk to God about everything, inviting divine wisdom into all activities. The more time and spiritual connection, the more we become transformed from within. Breaking entrenched habits requires serious commitment and willingness to endure discomfort. Like ending a toxic relationship, we must choose long-term wisdom over momentary pleasure in our ease-addicted society. First, believe change is possible, even after numerous failures. Second, identify your behavior triggers: stress, boredom, loneliness, or connection to other activities. Understanding these patterns helps you avoid triggers or prepare better responses. Meyer's daughter rarely drinks soda except when frustrated or tired, seeking comfort. While occasional soda isn't serious, recognizing these connections becomes crucial for breaking destructive habits. Focus on changing one habit at a time rather than tackling everything simultaneously. This channels your energy toward a single goal instead of dividing it. With patience, you could transform multiple habits sequentially. If each takes 30 days, you could change 3 habits in 90 days. Sometimes, recognizing the danger of continuing a bad habit provides motivation to break it. Meyer avoided flossing until extensive dental work convinced her of its importance. Understanding consequences creates urgency, either pay the price for freedom now or pay the price for bondage later. We inevitably reap what we sow. What we think leads to what we speak, which determines our actions and ultimately our habits. When tempted to skip exercise, Meyer recognized how entertaining the wrong thought could lead to breaking her routine. Our words precede our actions. Where the mind goes, the man follows. While thoughts may come uninvited, we're not powerless against them. Speaking your intention aloud interrupts negative thinking and provides positive focus. What we repeatedly think and speak becomes embedded in our subconscious, like computer programming. In 1977, Meyer realized she needed to change her words to change her life. She created a list of desired changes with supporting principles, then spoke them aloud twice daily for 6 months. Though none were reality when she began, all eventually manifested. When someone dismissed this as positive affirmation junk, Meyer felt sad, knowing we don't have to accept current circumstances. We can transform them by aligning our thoughts and words with positive possibilities. Everyone wants happiness, but few realize it's a choice and habit we can develop. Abraham Lincoln noted, "People are as happy as they make up their mind to be. We choose happiness first, then feelings follow. What we focus on determines our emotions. Concentrate on negatives and you'll feel sad. Focus on positives and you'll feel energized." Many postpone happiness with "I'll be happy when" thinking. Learn to enjoy ordinary everyday life rather than waiting for special events. Today is a gift. Don't waste it being sad over things your sadness won't change. Like Melanie, who learned her husband wasn't responsible for her happiness, take ownership of your own joy. A root cause of unhappiness is often self-dissatisfaction. We compare ourselves with others instead of being who we're meant to be. Since you're with yourself more than anyone else, learning to enjoy your own company dramatically improves your quality of life. Developing good habits demands discipline, sacrificing immediate pleasure for greater future rewards. Though initially uncomfortable, discipline ultimately delivers freedom. When truly committed, you have the strength to change even stubborn habits. Success requires perseverance. As Einstein noted, "It's not that I'm so smart, it's just that I stay with problems longer." Nobody can make you quit if you refuse to, and nobody can prevent your success if you persist. Accept temporary discomfort for lasting transformation. When building or breaking habits, focus on one area at a time. Proceed day by day, clarify objectives, create support systems through visual reminders and accountability partners, align thoughts and words with goals, celebrate victories, don't let setbacks derail you, persist. Your habits shape who you're becoming. Each time you choose excellence, in self-talk, treating others, or managing resources, you strengthen neural pathways, making that choice easier next time. Today's habits create tomorrow's life. What kind of life are you building?